A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And Jesus said to Nathanael, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Things aren't what they seem to be. These words are whispered by mystics and magicians, muttered by disappointed people discovering that their illusions are shattered, stated by someone planning a surprise for another. Warnings given by savvy readers and viewers of attractive ads. Things aren't what they seem to be. These days it seems as if the lectionary is trying to get us to understand the truth of those words too. Yesterday, the prophets had to call the people Israel to deeper faith in God's presence with them, despite the ruins they found themselves in, ruins of their former homeland to which they had returned from exile. And yesterday, Jesus hears Peter name him the Messiah of God. Despite the glory that that title conjures up in Peter's imagination, Jesus follows up by speaking about suffering and death as part of that messianic identity. No, things aren't what they seem to be. Today, we think of angels. Angels who are neither illusions nor delusions. Angels who are signs of God's presence among us, guarding, guiding, warning, announcing, healing, protecting. The church calls us to consciousness about these realities in the midst of a sophisticated technological age that finds little use for beings whose existence we cannot prove. With this feast of angels, we are challenged to believe, to see in the dark, to assent to that which we can't prove, but which we know to be true. This faith carried the Christians of John's church through the terrors of persecution, through the experience of God's seeming silence and absence from them. John challenged those early Christians to believe that God's power was indeed at work against the power of evil. Would their faith allow them to see God's power imaged in angels as powers stronger than those terrifying powers of evil? So many of their brothers and sisters had already given their lives to affirm that faith that John could call on their witness for those still struggling. While looking foolish according to human standards, those martyrs gave heaven and earth reason to rejoice. Things are not necessarily what they seem. And as Jesus approaches clear-eyed Nathanael, he surprises him as well. "You think I don't know you, Nathanael? But I do. You are honest, even when your opinion is wrong. And in following me, you will see clearly and correctly, despite appearances. You will see that something good, something truly good can come from Nazareth. In fact, you will see the goodness of God present in this Nazarene. You will see a way for people to come to God in this human ladder of the house of Jacob. Things are not necessarily what they seem. Angels ascending and descending gave Jesus an image to say that in a language Nathaniel could understand. Today, as headlines scream stories about evil rampant in our world, as people despair of finding honest leaders, as people doubt God's presence in their pain-filled lives, we proclaim in faith the truth that we believe in God's presence in the angels of our daily encounters, those good creatures that proclaim to us the presence and power of God. No, things are not necessarily what they seem to be. With the eyes of faith, we see that often they are much better.